Again, I want to thank you this morning for being a part of this service here at the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church, which is located right off of Highway 278. Almost forgot where I was. But thank you for being here this morning and for watching on social media. It's always good to be able to come to you and by any forms necessary, I believe, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ today. So today, we're going to be discussing why is it so important to be led by God? Why is it so important to be led by God? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the Spirit today. We're going to talk about sin today. There's many different things we're going to touch on today, but we're going to discuss things that are very important to our Christian faith. And maybe today the Lord will reveal something to us that we've never seen before, or maybe we haven't received yet. Maybe a revelation. How great would it be today to have a revelation in the Lord? Amen? Wouldn't it be a great day to have a revelation, not from me, but from God Almighty Himself? Because it's important today, I believe, as a Christian, not just as a minister, but as a person in general, we need to be growing in our Christian faith. Amen? I need to be growing in our Christian faith so that we can grow in the Lord. We say we want a closer walk with Thee, right? That we sing that song all the time. Well, I just want a closer walk with Thee. Well, the only way you get a closer walk with the Lord is you have to grow in the Lord. You have to grow in spiritually in the Lord. And so at one time, as the Bible says, I was a babe and I only could drink of the milk. But now I'm maturing in the Lord. And as you mature in the Lord, you're able to take of the meat of the Word of God. And that's very important today. So it's very important you know that I know, we all know what we're being led by. And let me just go ahead and say this today. If you're not being led by God, you're being led by something else. Amen? If you're not being led by the Spirit of God, then you're probably already in trouble. And I know that for a fact. If you're not being led by the hand of God, then you're definitely being led by something or someone. So that is a very, very troubling. At one time in my life, that was a very troubling thing for me because I was led by whatever. But today, aren't you so glad today, church family, that you know that the Spirit of God dwells within you today? Aren't you so glad of that today? Aren't you so glad that when you got up this morning, you knew that God was with you? How many know that you brought God with you today? Amen? When you walk, you know, we think when we come to church, this is where we meet God. This church is a great place. Church is a wonderful place. But it's just a building. Did you know that? It's a building sanctified by God as holy ground. This is holy ground. But you and I brought God with us today. The very Spirit of God dwells within us today if you're a true believer. If you are a true believer today, the Spirit of God dwells in you and you are led by the Spirit of God. Amen? And that's the truth today. So over here in, let me just flip over here in the book of Romans chapter 8 and starting in verse 10 today. I want to read this to you real quickly. Over in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 10, I want to read this. Romans chapter 8 and verse 10 reads this to us this morning. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, I want to read that again to you this morning. Romans chapter 8 and verse 10, you might want to mark this or write it down. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now listen, I know this morning that the Spirit of Christ lives within me. I know this morning that I do not. Now listen, I sin. Amen. Anybody else sin? Anybody? I sin, and so do you. But we don't make a practice of it. Amen. I don't make a practice of sinning. And I want to tell you why. Because God does not give me a desire to sin. Amen. Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? Praise God, hallelujah, that He doesn't give us the desire to sin. But through the Holy Spirit, through the direction and the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are able not to sin. Amen? We are able not to sin against God. Now, that doesn't make me a perfect person. But I don't practice to sin. Anybody ever heard anybody say, I practice to sin? Nobody practices to sin. They just sin. But listen, I want to tell you something about, let me speak on repentance just for a moment. When you and I repent of sinning, that means we take a full turnabout face and we're not going back in that direction anymore. Now, if you deliberately, if you on purposely continue to sin and keep on sinning, now you're doing that on purpose. You're doing that on purpose. And God doesn't give us a spirit of that kind of nature. Amen. God doesn't give you that kind of spirit. God doesn't give me that kind of spirit. But the Spirit is life. Do you know today, this really excites me. You may not be able to tell it right now, but in my spirit today, I am excited to be able to read this, that the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, let me tell you, this excites me just a little bit, because when I read these words, that when the Spirit is life, how many know that the Spirit of God has given you and I life? And not just any kind of life, not just physical life, but life eternal unto righteousness. We are no longer enemies of God, but we are in right standing with the Lord. Now you say, how many believe they're in right standing with God today? Amen? I am in right standing with the Lord today. And how do I know that? How do you know that today, that you are in right standing with the Lord today? Well, I want to tell you why. I want to tell you how you can know today. You can know this today because when you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I am righteous, the righteousness of God, God has made me righteous because of Jesus Christ who died on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood for me. He shed the blood of righteousness so that we could have forgiveness of all our sins and break the yoke of bondage, break the yoke of sin, break the yoke of slavery to sin, and be righteous in the sight of God. So that when God looks down upon you and me, He doesn't see a sinner that's bound by chains. He doesn't see a sinner bound by slavery to sin. He sees a free spirit filled by the Spirit of God, driven by the Spirit itself. And that's God's Spirit. And listen, I am driven by the Spirit of God every day. I am anointed by the Spirit of God every day to go out and do the work of God, because I am in right standing with God, and God has given me life unto a dead body. Amen. God has given me life unto a dead. I once had a dead spirit, but God says because Christ was crucified and laid in the grave and resurrected on the third day and sits at the right hand of God now, He said also those who believe in God, truly believe, have been raised up with Him. Amen. You have been raised up with the Lord and made righteous in the sight of God. Wow. Is that not a good word? I got to take a break. Man. Woo. Is that not a good word to you this morning, church family? And you thought the preacher was going to be laid back this morning. So I wonder what he's going to be laid back with this morning. Wow. Ooh. But let me share this with you. It gets better than this. Are you ready for some more food this morning? Are anybody hungry this morning? Did you have a good breakfast? We had biscuits and gravy this morning. That was pretty good. I thought it was great. Kelly, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I had an egg and fish toast.
Oh, man, egg and toast. Anybody have any spiritual food this morning? That's what you're going to get right now. You're going to get a whole big old plate of spiritual food. Over in John chapter 16, verse 13. Write this down. Over in John chapter 16 and verse 13. The book of John. Wow. It says, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. When the Spirit of the truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. Who wants to know the truth this morning? Who wants to know not my truth, not your truth, but God's truth? This is God's truth. He says when the Spirit of truth comes, and it has come. The Spirit of God's truth has come. It now dwells inside of you and me. We know the truth. How many know the truth of God this morning? And what is the truth this morning? I mean, I got people out here smiling. They're like, man, what? This is good. You know it's good because God's speaking to you. What's the truth this morning? This is what the truth is. That God saves. That God can redeem. That God can make those which are dead rise up and be alive this morning. That's the Spirit of truth. That there's not a soul that's unreachable unto the Lord. How many believe that this morning? That there's not a soul out there that can't be reached by God. Because that's the Spirit of truth. When it came into my life, it showed me the truth. It told me the truth. And now I'm living the truth. No matter what nobody says, I don't care what nobody says about you. I don't care what nobody says about me. I know the truth today. And when you know the truth, the Bible says that I read, when you know the truth, those that know the truth, they're not only free, but they're free indeed. And I am free in the Lord today. Anybody else free in the Lord today? Are you free in your spirit today with the Lord? So it doesn't matter what people think about you yesterday or 10 years ago, 20 years ago. What really matters today is that they know and see and you're a living proof to them that you have the truth of God dwelling inside of you. So it doesn't matter what people think about you or what they say about you because God knows who I am, God knows who you are, and He knows what we're all about. And as long as we're living and being led by the Spirit of God, listen, there's nothing going to come all along and conquer you or me or knock us down. There's nothing that's going to defeat us because if God's for you this morning, guess who can, listen, if God's for you, who can be against you? Amen? If God is for you, anybody believe that God's for you this morning? You believe God's for you this morning? God is for you this morning. Satan ain't for you this morning. He wants to destroy you this morning. Satan, your enemies ain't for you. They want to destroy you this morning. But God is for you. And if God's for you, it don't matter what anybody else tries to do. It don't matter. Who's more powerful this morning? Your enemy or God? Amen. Who's more powerful this morning? I believe God is. I believe God's more powerful. I believe God is more powerful than any enemy that you could put up against me. You could put up a multitude of enemies and God would still defeat them. Amen. God would still defeat them. Now listen, we're going to go on. Now listen, today, over in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Now listen, this used to be me right here. Very, very well known scripture today in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. It says, you shall no longer be tossed like children. You shall no longer be children tossed and carried by every wind of doctrine. You won't be, now you are not tossed to and fro by the wind, by the waves, by whatever you hear. There's so many people living by what they hear, what they see, what they know, what they do, but they're not living by the Spirit of God. They're living in a world of sin. Listen, sin's good, let me rephrase that. Sin's never good. Amen? But the Bible said sin only lasts for a season. And then you got to reap what you sow. So whatever you're reaping, you're going to sow. Whatever you're sowing, you're going to reap it. Whether if it's good or bad. So I'd rather be reaping, sowing something good than something bad. Because I no longer listen to what people think. I no longer am tossed back and forth with the waves, with the wind. I follow this. And the more I follow this, the more I find. Anybody like me, you think, I look back on my life a year ago, everything was kind of neutral. It wasn't really neutral. I mean, it was in a medium, I guess. But the more I study, the more I read, the more I pray, the more I grow in maturity of the Lord, it seems like it's a little tougher. What do you think, Brother Hewlett? Is it just because the enemy tries to press harder after us? Is that it? Yeah, amen. See, the enemy's going to press harder after you because he knows you're growing. He knows you're getting stronger. He knows you're being led by the Spirit more and more. He knows you're denouncing sin more and more. And the enemy's going to press you harder. He's going to try to break you. He wants to break you. But God ain't going to let you. God ain't going to let you get broken. I'm already cracked. Anybody, I heard many preachers say that we're all just a bunch of crackpots, like pots that crack with cracks in them. That's the way we all. We're all cracked, chipped, maybe broken, shattered, put back together. But you know what? The greatest thing I can tell you this morning, the biggest blessing for anybody to hear, no matter who you are, you can be shattered into a million pieces, and God can pick those pieces up. He can put them all back together. Amen? God can put them all back together. All of every little piece, He can put it all back together, just like it was. Now, you may have a few little hairline cracks or whatever, but God can put it all back together. I believe that. Do you believe that this morning, church family? God can put anything that's broken all back together. Restore it. Okay, let's move on. Is this good so far? Anybody getting some good word out of this morning? Now, we ain't done yet now. We got a few more things I want to share with you. But I got this right here I want to share with you real quickly now. Okay. Now, listen. Another verse of Scripture this morning I want to share with you over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Got it wrote down here in my notes. Chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. The new is here. Now listen, I want to keep preaching that till the day I die because I am thankful unto the Lord that the old me is gone. It's been buried. It's been buried way, way down deep. It's been done away with. I don't have to worry about the old man anymore. You old person, your old self. I always say sometimes I'd like to go back to my old self. I never want to go back to my old self. Anybody want to go back to your old self? I never want to go back. Let me remind you what the word of the Lord says. Anybody that puts their hands to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So that tells me something this morning that God speaks to me very loudly in my heart, in my spirit, in my being. It stings the very depths of my ears that we are not to look back, but to keep going forward with the Lord. We got to keep moving forward with God. We got to keep moving forward with the Holy Spirit. I don't want to go back to the old ways and the old places I used to hang around and run around and do. I want to keep moving forward with the Lord because the new man, you see the new man is right here. The new man, the new creation. I died. That old me, it died. That old Philip, it died. People can say, well, I remember the old Philip. Like that lady yesterday, our good friend, she couldn't believe that I was a pastor. She said, he's a pastor? I can't believe that. But you know what? She was amazed. The old me's gone. It's been gone. I never want to go back to that junk. That was all junk, all garbage. I was a slave. I was wrapped up in bondage. I was wrapped up in confusion. A lot of bitterness and hatred, prejudice. I don't want to go back to that junk. No, I don't want to go back to that. Why would I? Man, I got something good. Anybody got something good? You got something good to be happy about? To be praising God about this morning? Sure you do. God's come into your heart, come into your being, took up residence in your spirit. You got something great to praise the Lord about. All right, moving forward. And right here, I want to tell you today, church family, if you don't hear anything else, hear this. In Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. For it is written, the old man, the old self died and was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Now listen, that is one of my favorite scriptures this morning in Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Christ came to destroy the body of sin over mankind, over all of humanity, for all generations to come. Christ came to destroy, to do away with sin and the powers thereof. So that tells me, this morning, the day I accepted Jesus Christ into my life, that was the day that Christ came in and destroyed this body of sin. I no longer am a slave to sin. I no longer have to bend and yield down to sin. All I have to do now is praise the Lord that I have an advocate that's between me and the Father that goes to His Father and says, Jesus, or God, my Father, I've already paid for those sins on the cross of Calvary. And they're taken care of. Now that doesn't give, listen, grace doesn't give us a license to sin. Amen. Grace does not give us a license or a special ticket to sin. We have to have a license on the back of our cars to drive down the highways because that's the law. But God has never given us a license so that we could sin. So just remember that. Grace came at a very high price. And that was the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay, a couple more verses of scripture. And I'm going to close. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4. I know I'm skipping around a lot this morning, but these are good verses. These are good verses of scripture this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4. For the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, gives all true believers a heart to understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear. Is that not a great scripture? Sorry. Listen, I never had a heart that could understand. I never had eyes that could see what I needed to see. I never had ears to hear what I needed to hear. I couldn't hear. I couldn't see. And I definitely couldn't understand anything. But listen, praise be unto the Lord today. When God came into my life, He gave me a heart that could understand. Gave me eyes that I could see. And gave me ears that I could hear the things of God. How great is that to you this morning, church family? God gave me all those things. And finally today, the last verse of scripture I'm going to share with you. Are you ready for it? Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Very familiar scripture. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on the things of the flesh. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on the Spirit's desires. So that tells me this today, church family. Where's your heart? What's it set on? Where's your heart? What are you following? What are you being led by? Are you being led by the desires of the world? Or are you being led by the Spirit of the Lord? You can't serve two masters. The Bible says you'll love the one and hate the other. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whom you will follow. One path leads to death, and one path leads to life, and life eternal. It's very simple. But we have to make the choice. Amen? We have to make the choice. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we thank you for just filling our hearts and our minds, Lord, with your being. Thank you for dwelling in our spirits, Heavenly Father. God, forgive us when we fail you. Lord, lead us and enable us and empower us by the direction of the Holy Spirit each day that we live, God. Lord, help us to grow in our maturity with you. Help us to be obedient to you, Lord, when you call upon us. Help us to denounce sin, Heavenly Father, and do the right things. God, help us to help others do the right things. Not by maybe by words, but Lord, by example. Let us live by example, Lord. God, and help us to pick up our cross on a daily basis and follow after Jesus Christ. And God, and I know in doing so, you'll be honored and glorified. Lord, your words, if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you. So God, I thank you this morning for continuing to draw hearts to you. And God, it's for your glory today that we have done and said everything. And God, we give you the honor, glory, and praise. For we humbly now ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking you for all. Amen.